Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Gracie and Alice with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, from October 1st, Queensland taxi drivers will be mandated to turn on meters for all rank and hail journeys, even if a pre-arranged price is agreed to. The state government signed off on the new regulations last week in a bid to ensure passengers are not overcharged. Department of Main Roads says their move hopes to assist passengers identify whether or not a driver is seeking to overcharge them. Taxi drivers who breach the new rule could be fined up to $3,096.
Dreamworld Theme Park has reached a settlement in the $26 million lawsuit from shareholders brought against them over the River Rapids ride tragedy back in 2016. The lawsuit was launched by 300 shareholders who claimed investors were misled by the safety measures in place prior to the incident. The settlement involved an all-inclusive payment of $26 million to the applicants and is on the basis that there was no admission of liability, and the balance of the payment was fully insured.
In national news, a new report by the Centre for Future Work has revealed an extra $6.6 billion is needed per year to meet the funding requirements for public schools. The report found a 15% increase was needed across state, territory and federal governments to meet the schooling resource standard agreed to a decade ago under Gonski reforms. Only the ACT has currently reached the resource standard, while the Northern Territory is not on track to ever reach it. Meanwhile, most private schools are overfunded. Students from disadvantaged socio-economical, regional and Indigenous backgrounds are particularly affected, reporting wide performance gaps in the most recent NAPLAN results compared to students from affluent backgrounds and cities.
Melbourne Airport is currently experiencing delays this morning due to heavy fog covering the city. Passengers can expect delays and disruption throughout most of the morning as fog is restricting the number of aircraft that air traffic control can manage. Aircraft landing in Melbourne can be expected to circle up for up to 90 minutes, while flights that haven't departed from Melbourne yet are being held on the ground. It is recommended passengers check with their airline for flight updates.
In international news, a P&O cruise ship carrying thousands of British holidaymakers has crashed into an oil tanker off the coast of Palma in Mallorca. The ship was blown into the vessel during a storm that battered the island in the Balearics. P&O says a small number of people have sustained minor injuries and are being cared for in the onboard medical centre. A spokesperson from P&O said, quote, "To allow our technical teams to make an assessment, Britannia will remain alongside in Palma de Mallorca tonight with onboard entertainment and activities scheduled," end quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.